To art fair or not to art fair? I don't really think that's the question. I think the question is an art fair right for you right now? In this episode, we'll look at the positives, the negatives, and we'll talk about whether an art fair is the right fit for you at the moment. And I'll also end with some tips so that if you do see an art fair in your future, you can make sure that it's a successful experience for you. Welcome to The Optimistic Artist. I'm Monique Story, artist, creative entrepreneur, and whiskey enthusiast. I'm deeply passionate about helping artists find their possible by bringing the clarity, strategy, and inspiration you need to turn that art hobby of yours into a thriving art business. After many sold-out collections, I've learned a thing or two about marketing art whilst also thriving as a mum and creative. Productivity hacks, artist mindset, finances, failure, we talk about it all as you hear from myself and other experts in the field. Whatever creative dreams you've got hidden in your heart, I'm here to tell you it is possible. So get ready, my friend. This is The Optimistic Artist. Before we start, I would love to read a review and do an artist shout out. There are a whole bunch of reviews sitting there that I had no idea about, and I just want to say thank you so much. It honestly means the world to me that you have taken the time to review the show. I am so grateful. Grateful? That's not a word. I am so grateful. So I want to read out this review and do a bit of a shout out. The review is called Addicted by Melissa. I'm so glad I found this podcast. I listened to the first three as soon as I found it and learned so much. I even went back and re-listened and wrote notes. Monique feels like a good friend giving you the advice that you need. I can't believe how much effort Monique has gone into and making a workbook to go with her podcast. It's amazing and has already changed my mindset. I went back looking to see if Monique had released another episode and was so sad to see that it's only released fortnightly. But then, to my great surprise, the episode came out today. I listened immediately and again, so much knowledge. I have paid for expensive art courses and the information Monique is sharing for free is even more valuable and clear than anything I had learned in those courses. I cannot recommend this podcast enough. Oh, Melissa, thank you so much for taking the time to share that with me. It really means a lot. And Melissa, you are amazing because I have seen on Instagram you implementing the stuff that you have learned, and I can see your work progressing. And I saw this week that you sold some work. So go you. Thank you so, so much. So I would love to do a little thing. I'm going to add a link to Melissa's Instagram on my show notes, and I would love if you hopped over to her Instagram and gave her some love, support, and encouragement. Imagine how you would feel to have a whole bunch of artists who are in the same boat as you give you some encouragement and support. So we are a community and we need to support each other. So I would love it if you guys could get behind this. I will add a link to Melissa's Instagram into my show notes, and I would love for you to give her some support. Your reviews actually make a huge difference. When you rate and review the podcast, it really helps me out and it helps the podcast to be discovered by other people. And hopefully when the podcast does grow, I will be able to outsource some of the things that take up a lot of time, like the editing, so that it can maybe in the future be weekly. But for now, fortnightly is all I've got in me, and I'm so grateful for your support. Okay, let's get into today's episode. Just in case you are not sure, an art fair is a big art event put on by an external group or organization where artists each have a stall, or sometimes galleries will have a stall where they showcase the artists in their galleries. And the event attracts a huge number of potential collectors who hopefully connect with you and buy your art. Generally, as an artist, you will pay anywhere from $50 to $3,000 to have a stall, and they can run from anywhere to 1 day to 5 days. Some popular ones here in Sydney are the Affordable Art Fair, the National Indigenous Art Fair, and the Other Art Fair, which is actually global for those listeners who I know aren't based in Australia. Okay, the upsides to an art fair. Number one, exposure. An art fair gets you in the room with people you might not otherwise get the chance to be in a room with, like gallery owners, stylists, interior designers, curators, other artists, and just people who genuinely love art but that might not be in your radar or in your sphere of influence. And I'll chat a little bit about this later, but it's really important to know who is in the room and to be intentional about making connections. Now, this doesn't have to be smarmy or fake or gross. I'm just talking about being aware that you're in a room full of like-minded people. So be intentional about chatting to people, and you might find that you grew up in the same place as the person you're talking to and you connect over that, and then turns out they're a curator of a gallery in your area and they want to keep in touch. Or you might chat to an artist in the line for coffee and it's their first time too, and before you know it, you've made a meaningful friendship that lasts for years. Just be aware of who is in the room and be intentional about creating space for authentic connections. Sort of jumped ahead there, already giving advice about how to make them successful, but that is a really good plus side to art fairs. Exposure. Being in the room with people you otherwise wouldn't get the chance to. The second positive, which is kind of connected to the first, is that it can really help you to grow your audience. There are thousands of people coming through who are there because they love art. There's a huge potential for you to grow your email list, your social media following, and your number of connections with people who genuinely love and want to invest in art. But again, you have to be intentional about how you're going to achieve the goal of growing your audience and your connections. And I'll touch a little bit more on that later on in the episode. Positive number three is that it can really help you grow as an artist. Art fairs can help you grow for a couple of reasons. Firstly, just the act of putting together a collection, thinking through your price structure, your framing, practicing meeting others, talking about your art, organizing your business cards. Just that experience alone is incredible, especially if you're a beginning, emerging artist and you don't have a lot of experience with this sort of thing. There's no better way to learn to swim than to be thrown in the deep end, right? An art fair might be just the push that you need to motivate yourself to get the work done, make the business cards, get that collection together, and take things to the next level for you. Now, the other reason why they help you grow as an artist is because you are seeing people interact with your art. You start to learn what resonates with people and why, and you'll also get some practice at being okay with the fact that your art is not for everybody. And I think that's a really important skill that we need to learn, is understanding that there are people who definitely are going to resonate with your work and there are some people that aren't, and actually that is okay. And an art fair with so many people coming through is a really great chance for you to experience that and practice that and grow in your confidence and your okayness with who you are as an artist. It's also a great opportunity to grow your email list. You are in the room with thousands of potential collectors, so it is a great space to grow that email list. And growing your email list is always worth it. I could talk for an hour about why having an email list is so important. Don't have time for that right now, but in the show notes, I will link to an article, a blog post that I wrote that explains a little bit why email marketing is so important, and it gives you a couple of tips on getting started as well. Now, the value of an art fair can outlast way past just the 4 days. If you're intentional about making connections, you potentially walk away with collectors who will be connecting with you and buying from you for years to come, and artists who will support you for years to come too. Positive number four is community. Now, I've already talked about connections with people that you might not always get a chance to talk to, but there's something pretty magical about being in a room with a bunch of artists who understands what it took to get there, who are cheering each other on, sharing ideas, watching each other stall so you can go to the bathroom. It's a chance to connect and make actually really meaningful and often long-lasting friendships with other artists. Okay, let's be honest and talk about the not so fun parts. So number one is time. There is a lot of time that needs to be spent doing admin, like the application process, the insurance. There's a lot of admin involved. And although the art fair organizers should guide you through it, admin is still admin and it kind of sucks. It's just the reality. Number two is actually also time. Most art fairs are a pretty big time commitment. There's the day prior where you are setting up your work, there's the pack down, and then there's actually the 4 days or however long the art fair is that you're looking into. But it's a pretty big time commitment, especially if you still have tiny humans. Number three is that it can be really exhausting. Just the reality of carting your work down there, setting it up, talking to people for 4 days straight. It's no small feat, so it definitely is something that is exhausting, and I would make sure that I'm planning an art fair during a quiet time in my year, just to, I guess, preserve your energy levels. I would also highly recommend maybe organizing a friend or someone who can pop down during the fair and give you a break so that you can at least go and get yourself a snack. Number four is the potential that the art fair doesn't sell well. You have to be at a stage of your career financially that potentially not recouping the cost of the stall isn't going to sink you completely. Sometimes art fairs are busy and they sell super well, and sometimes the exact same art fair for whatever reason is much quieter than usual. So there's always a risk involved. But if you are well set up to capture people's details, even if you don't sell much at the fair, the sales that will come in after the fair in the years to come can sometimes still actually make it worth it. Which is why it's so important to have an email system set up and why you need to have some strategy around making sure that you can be connecting and collecting people's information and contacts during the fair. Either way, you have to know that you are in a financial place that if the absolute worst happens and you don't recoup your costs, that you will still be okay. So how to know if an art fair is right for you? Well, kind of like everything that I talk about, don't just do it because someone else is or because I'm talking about it. Really think about, is this the right thing for you right now? Because the right thing at the wrong time is still the wrong thing. Remember, you're in charge of designing this beautiful art business slash creative life of yours. So have a think about what's important to you. What are your limitations? What are your goals? And is being part of an art fair going to help you get to where it is that you want to go? A couple of things for you to think about is an art fair might be right for you if you have the capacity, either through time or support, to be present for the minimum 4 days. It might be right for you if either you have a small audience or you're really looking to expand your reach to new collectors. It might be right for you if you are looking to and can afford to test the waters to see how an audience responds to your work. Or maybe you're feeling a little stuck and you just need something to motivate you to grow as an artist. Then an art fair could be just the right thing for you. If you decide that an art fair is in your future, I just want to spend a couple of minutes talking about how to make sure that you get the most out of your art fair experience and that it's a success for you. The people that I see be most successful at art fairs are those that plan, those that turn up in the room with a strategy for connecting and for selling. Now, I honestly could do a full episode that goes into more detail just about how to make sure you have a successful art fair experience. And maybe let me know if that's something that you want. So we don't have time for me to go into full detail of how to maximize your art fair experience, but I will give you just a couple of tips. Number one is give yourself plenty of lead up time. There's a lot of little bits of admin and last minute tasks that will creep up. So give yourself plenty of time. You do not want to feel rushed. You want to walk into the room feeling confident that you're bringing your best to the fair. Number two is to have a variety of price points. Not everyone can afford a $3,000 painting. Yet, if somebody loves your work, give them an easy opportunity to buy based on where they are at right now. They might buy a $5 greeting card or a small $100 painting today, but after loving it and having it in their home for years, when they are in a position to buy a more expensive piece or maybe even a commission, they'll be reaching out to you if you've connected with them. Now, having different price points can look like a variety of different sizes, or it can even look like selling non-painting items like greeting cards, tote bags. If you're new to art fairs, I would recommend just starting off by having different sizes available and keep it simple. But if you've been doing it for a while, then why not experiment with adding extra items at a lower price point that could maybe help people make a connection to you who might not be ready to buy art just yet. Number three is plan for how you're going to collect potential collectors' details so that you can connect with them after the fair. Having an email list that you are serving and connecting with is hugely important, which is a whole nother episode. But if you can get people at the art fair onto your email list, even if you don't sell anything to them, you've started that relationship with them. The relationship that you form with the people you've met will be bringing in sales for years to come. So I would highly, highly recommend really thinking through how will you connect with the people that come into your stall so that you can foster that relationship and get even more sales from them in the future. This could also be a whole nother episode, but some really quick ways to collect people's email addresses can sometimes just be by asking them, hey, do you want to jump on my mailing list so that you can be the first to know when I release new work or when I open commission spots? Or you could do a giveaway where you maybe give away a 20% off voucher or a free print, and as a way of entering, people fill out a form with their email address. There are lots of ideas, but it is so essential that you are connecting with people and making that connection last longer than just the fair. Number four is make it easy for people to connect with you and make connections that will last. A conversation is a great starting point, but people are meeting hundreds of artists and you need to make a lasting connection either through getting someone on your email list or by maybe having a QR code that they can scan that takes them to your Instagram so that they can follow you there and you can continue the relationship on your socials. And can I just say, I do see this a bit, QR codes and things and giveaways and stuff like that at fairs, but it's actually really important to have that stuff at eye level. If you have all of that down low on a table, it's not super accessible and people won't really interact with it. It's really important to have that front and center where it's accessible and it's at eye level. And also, don't be afraid to direct people to scanning that QR code to go to your Instagram. Just tell them, hey, check out my Instagram to see videos of how I created this one. Or, oh, if you like this piece, there's actually a similar one on my Instagram feed right now. If you scan this QR code, you can have a little look. Be intentional about directing people and helping them engage with you and connect with you. There are literally a thousand other ways to maximize your art fair experience and to make sure that it's a success, like even little things like how to talk to somebody when they come to your fair and how to sell without actually being smarmy. If you'd like me to do a whole episode on maximizing an art fair experience, let me know. I would love to know if that will be something that will serve you. Instagram is probably the best place to connect with me. You can just search The Optimistic Artist and my next story will come up. But one thing that I can say is that getting an email list and having a plan for how you're going to use it to connect with people is such a powerful tool, regardless of whether you decide to do an art fair or not. If you are interested in knowing more about email marketing for artists, I'll add a link to the episode notes. You can just tap on there, fill in your email, and I'll just send it directly to you so you don't have to search around on my blog to find it. And if you're wondering how to actually find the show notes, you're not alone. It took me a while to figure it out too. Just scroll down to where it says episode notes on Apple Podcasts, or in Spotify, tap the three dots next to the episode, tap go to episode, and the show notes or the episode notes will be there. Before we go, can I ask you a quick favor? I get a ton of DMs from people who have found the podcast super helpful, and honestly, it makes my day. It really does. I know how busy you are, so the fact that you've taken time out of your day to email me or send me a message seriously means the world to me. But there's kind of only one little problem, and that is that Apple and Spotify, they don't read my messages. So their opinion of the show is not as high as yours, and it would mean the literal world to me if you could rate and review the show. I will add a link to the show notes to show you how to do that if you don't already know, but I would be incredibly grateful if you could help me get the podcast into the ears of more artists. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing community. It really is such a privilege for me to have you listen each time, send me your feedback, and to help you find your next step. The best way forward is one step at a time. And by listening today, you just took one more step in the direction of your dreams. If you're looking for more, head on over to moniquestory.com. That's story with an EY. There you can get your hands on today's show notes and heaps of other free resources. Until next time, go and find your possible.